May 16th, 2018, Herman, Missouri. I'm in Herman, Missouri, a place I never would have visited if not for a book that Chris and Hillary gave me, Road Trip USA, Cross-Country Adventures on America's Two-Lane Highways. I've looked at a number of travel books, and this has been the best. Interesting locations off the interstates, and just enough detail to give a feeling for the place. In this case, I was looking for somewhere to stay between the Trail of Tears campground in Illinois and Lawrence, Kansas. Missouri is in between the two, and it would have been a 6.5-hour drive, more than I prefer to do at one time. I broke camp and I got an early start, stopping at a Love's truck stop for coffee and a pre-made breakfast burrito. I was tempted by the corn dogs, but corn dogs before 10 just seemed wrong. Whatever. Truck stop bonus, something you don't hear that often. Customer 16, your shower is ready. Customer 16, your shower is ready. I got to St. Louis before noon and headed straight to Eero Saarinen's Gateway Arch. It's located right on the Mississippi River and is a place I've always wanted to visit. I saw it from a distance as I drove past in the 60s, but even close up, it's hard to wrap your head around. For the gearheads in the crowd, it's a 630-foot-tall, upside-down, modified catenary curve, which is the shape that would be formed by a heavy chain hanging freely between two supports, if you really wanted to know. It's actually triangular in cross-section, and it's got a unique internal tram system that takes visitors to the top. Very cool. For the rest of us, I can only say that it's one of the most elegant structures I've seen in my life. There is a museum, and it's said to be terrific, but unfortunately it's under renovation currently, and it's in a temporary location, and I didn't have time to visit. Instead, I pushed on to Herman, in the heart of the Missouri wine country. My destination was the Herman Crown Suites, another internet Airbnb find. It's in the historic district, a Victorian structure that Stephen V., I don't know his last name, has renovated into an elegant yet casual hotel. I'm in the Railroad Suite with lots of railroad-related paraphernalia. This is perfect for a closet railroad enthusiast. Full disclaimer, I still get excited by trains, and I will sometimes pull over to watch one go by. On a personal note, I once did an 8-month clinical fellowship in Baltimore, and I commuted to New Haven, Connecticut, where Trish and Chris were, every other weekend by train. It was an 8-hour trip, but I could read, and I could think, and catch up on sleep, and it was on a train. And sometimes in meticulously restored cars from the 20s and 30s. It was very, very cool, but I digress. This place has also been meticulously and tastefully restored with imagination and attention to detail. It wasn't expensive. It was an excellent value. As far as I could tell, this actually isn't Steve's main occupation. He seems to be a serial entrepreneur with lots of enthusiasm and commitment. There's a wine bar downstairs, the Herman 1837 Wine Bar, with many local wines and craft beers. And they've got live music on Friday and Saturday, but not on Tuesday. So I played for an hour or so. I chatted with a group of local young guys who appreciated my music. Brian is also a musician with the Douglas County Deadshots, and we talked about guitars and Herman and Stephen's renovation of the Crown. Jennifer ran the bar, as well as the smaller wine bar upstairs, the country store, and the hotel check-in. She was efficient and enthusiastic and comped me another glass of wine because she liked my music too. We talked for a long time as she washed glasses and cleaned up the bar. Finally, I headed off to my railroad suite. I read for a bit, and I went to sleep, dreaming of the Capital Limited, the Empire Builder, and the California Zephyr.